Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. How you be? Happy, happy Monday. Woohoo! How does it get any better than this? I love Mondays, although, you know, that's of course the start of the work week, but I love looking forward to our get together and just wondering what we're going to talk about. And I never plan what we're going to talk about, really. Like today, I was thinking, this past weekend I spent Sunday cleaning my basement. I have a walkout basement, but it was a mess. It really was. I threw out some boxes and just dusting and vacuuming the area. Do it now because getting ready for the holidays, I'm going to be hosting people for Thanksgiving and probably Christmas as well. So, and I started ordering these charcoal air fresheners for the house. I have it, as you guys know, I have a Napolitan Mastiff, and I'm sensitive to smells. And I just want, when I come in my house, I want to make sure that it's fresh and clean and smelling, and there's no sign that a dog is here. I was like, does it smell? I go out and I come in and it's like, no. Yeah. So I went ahead and I ordered a sample of bamboo charcoal air freshener, and it actually worked. And I'm going, I need to buy a pair for each and every room. So I went ahead and did that. And it was, now there's one in each of my bedrooms in each room of the house. And then I started thinking, the holidays are just around the corner. And what was I doing a year ago? So usually the holidays are a little bit stressful for me. I get my allowance gets overflowed real fast during the holidays. So I usually retreat to my office to work and to do whatever. It's my sanctuary, but this time since I'm hosting it, I'm not going to have that gift that I give to myself. So I'm going to have, there's going to be people over the place. And then I was thinking about last year's holidays and how it was, in retrospect, it was way better than the other holidays from before. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I started thinking, okay, what was different? I changed. I did not ask the other people to change. I changed completely. Doing energy work and doing some other stuff. Although I am still, I will not call me a recluse, but I am an ENTJ, that I am borderline extrovert, and I do not like to be overwhelmed with noise and chatter. Can actually put up with it now. I can put up with it for doses at a time. And I was like, wow, how does it get any better than that? And then I started looking at, okay, what is it that I did that was different? I changed. He had to deal with change. Change is not easy. As you guys know, we all know, change is not easy. We avoid it as much as possible. But when you do it a little bit at a time, it's more manageable. And then at the end of the year, you end up with, wow, I'm not the person I was a month ago, and not the person I was 6 months ago, and forget about being the person that I was a year ago. So what would it take for you to identify what it is that you require more ease and joy in your life, so that you can adjust and make the change needed so that you do have more ease and joy in your life? And, of course, one of the hardest times for us is family gatherings or just holidays in general. Holidays in general are always reminders of what it was then, or what it should have been if so-and-so had not happened. And it's something that we just have to get used to changing, because things are never the same, right? There's always something that's different. There's always somebody who's not there anymore. There's always something that has changed. Our setting, our family members, or our friends have changed. So it's to them for being there, teaching you the lessons they had to teach you, and then for also for you having been around to assist me with whatever thing they can help with. Because it's not a one-way street. It's always a two-way street. If it's a one-way street, it doesn't really usually last long. And you know what I'm talking about. So what would it take for you to identify the areas in your life that you could make better, so to have more ease and joy and glory in your life? Are you willing to do so? And every word that you're not, every word that you are backing off from doing that, check on now. Restrain and create. Running longer than about 5,000 years, stretch this and beyond. Oh, gosh. Guys, that's really heavy. So everywhere that you've seen holding yourself off and not acknowledging that perhaps the change is going to come from you and not just the other being, are you willing to make the change in you? You know, I get that when sometimes you are with the other person and perhaps it wasn't your fault for whatever it is that happened. Somehow or other, you co-created that situation. You don't have to go to that other person and, you know, say to them, I'm sorry. You don't. You just have to forgive them in yourself. You just go into yourself and you tell them, I forgive you. And you have to forgive you as well. Okay? But be willing to accept the change. And this is only something we're talking about relationships here. But there are changes that you could possibly do. You could possibly do if you want to have a better life. Of course, the change forgiving yourself for having done anything. Forgiving yourself is a major, major step. Because it's all about you. It's all about you. And how you live your life, in your relationship, and that affects your finance. Whether you accept yourself and you think you're worthy of receiving the abundance that you should be receiving, it's all about you. It's about how much worthiness you think you deserve. How worthy do you think you should be to deserve the abundance that the universe wants to give you. So one thing that we do at night is, and Ho'oponopono means, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. If you just say to yourself, Ho'oponopono, 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 that will go big, that will go a long way to start the forgiveness of yourself. And if you say to whoever you might be mad at, or whoever could have done something for you and they didn't, just, you know, forgive them and say, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. Just saying those two words will really start changing your life and living your reality, your finances even. And if you, depending on how you treat money, remember we have done the close your eyes, heal, or what do you hear, what do you smell when you don't think about money. If your relationship with money is not good, do 3 Ho'oponopono's for money. And so that your relationship with money is better. It's not as a stretch as it is, and there's not much of expectations. Because when the one thing that really ruins all relationships, and don't mistake it, everything is about relationships. You have relationships with your family. You have relationships with your friends. You have relationships with your job. I'm not talking about your coworkers. I'm saying your job or your career. You have a relationship with that. You have relationship with money. Everything is about relationship. Okay? So if you just say Ho'oponopono, 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 forgive me, I love you. Do you feel the energy that's coming up when you say that? Feel the energy. Think about something that you might be mad at, or someone that you might be mad at, and think about them. Okay? Just think about them. And then say Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono. And then you feel the energy, the releasing of energy that happens. And the more you do this, the more you will feel change, the more you will witness the change as well. I had a lady this past January. She's a client of mine, or a customer, whichever way you want to call her. I think I'm the one of the two. And she has been hosting her family, not around anymore. When they left, she was happy to host them. She was over the moon to have them at home. But when they left, she was, I ran this health, a 30-day health energy receiving program. And she contacted me. She said, oh my gosh, I need your help. I really need to be part of this because I cannot get to my doctor until the week after next week. And I am having serious problems where I cannot even go to work because I cannot hold my pee, cannot even get an emergency appointment with my doctor. They're on vacation. And I was like, okay, sure, no problem. So I did some energy work for her. And the underlying emotion for her was that she was pissed off at her family members. Now, this wasn't something that occurred during that visit. This was from way before. So we hold on to emotions, and they come out. And the place that we hold on, our body doesn't have pockets. The way our body holds on to that emotion, it's in our tissues, in our organs, in our bodily functions. And she was all, remember they were pissed off? She was so mad at her siblings for something that happened, I won't go into it, but something that happened between them. And she just couldn't hold off not peeing on herself anymore. And she was like, after the first session that I did for her, it went away because we removed that emotion for her. But it was unbelievable how it was. You don't want it, when you don't let go of that emotion, when you do not let go, you do not go and yell and scream and whatever, even if you have to do it in the woods, in the backyard, whatever, just go and do it. Go talk to the rock, go talk to the tree, go talk to the plant, whatever. Go and do it because otherwise you're going to shove it in your body and then you're going to start getting aches, you're going to start getting kidney problems from worries, you're going to start getting anger, liver problems from the anger you're holding in, you're going to start getting lung problems, coughing, what have you, from the sadness that you hold on. If you are mad at someone, go tell it to them. Just because they're not here physically, that doesn't mean that they are not listening. And it's okay. You can yell at them. You can cuss at them if you want to. You can scream at them. You can do anything. You're not going to be hurting them. They know you. You are love. But you have to get it out of your system. You can go and you can cry as much as you want. And it's best to do that than to stuff it in your body. Because then you start getting all these other ailments and then you start creating some other things that might not be desirable for yourself. So what can you change that would improve your life, your living, your reality, your finances? Identify this area and then ask, what would it take to change this? And just ask air of wonder. What would it take to change it? I wonder. What else is possible here? What are my other choices? Just because you took one path doesn't mean there's not a fork in the road. There's always another choice you can take. There's always another choice. You are never stuck in one place. I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but today I received an email, and not an email, but a Facebook notification campaign going on. If you are being abused by anybody, and you know that they're watching you, put a dark dot in the middle of your hand. That is the signal for those who know. That is the signal that there is something wrong. That is the signal that you need assistance. Don't take it. Whoever it just came to me, somebody who's listening out there, they might have needed to hear that. And the reason you put the dark thought in the middle of your hand, whoever might be hurting you, is around you all the time, because that's how they are. Whenever somebody is hurting somebody, they're like bullies, and they like to just go ahead and monitor you 24/7 to make sure you're not getting away from them, right? So please, if you are there, seek help. You're never alone. You are never alone. Okay? So let's go ahead and do an activation so that we have more ease. One thing that Cryon said in his channeling is that time, not in the too distant future, somewhat in the short term actually, where the furniture is going to rearrange itself every day. We're going to go to work, we're going to come back, and the furniture is going to be in a completely different space. And the same thing is going to happen the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Change is the only constant we're going to have in our lives. So, my friends, get used to it. But use it to your advantage. You need to improve your situation, because anything can always be improved. Anything. Okay, so let's go ahead and go on to the activation. Take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Pull the energy from the earth. Up your roots. Up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pull the energy from Mother and even. More than even. We need to be grounded to actualize and manifest all our desires. We need to have a connection with the earth to do so. Keep breathing and pull the energy from the earth. Energy from the Creator to come, so that you know that change is good and you're able to go with the flow and have ease with the changes. All changes. And to help you identify what changes will be best, let you have ease with your relationship, with your family, with your finances and your life. Ask for. Allow the energy to help you. Release all that doesn't allow you to stop changing easily. Barriers. Let the energies come and work on your behalf. But all those times where you had to change something in your life and you had a hard time doing it, let the energies come and wash that away and teach you that you can have fun with change. Release all the fears that goes along with change. If you are in fear, you're not involved. So allow the fear that comes with change, with the unknown, be swept away. There you go. Now let's go ahead and extend this energy to your past life and future life. everything's happening in the now. So allow the image to come and assist you in all your lifetimes, past and future. Go ahead and extend this to your ancestors, to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, to your siblings and future generations. And let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness that change is hard. And unplug you from fear and plug you into the collective consciousness of unconditional love. And let's have adventures. Let's have fun with new changes to our reality, to the life we want to work, the life we want to have, the reality we want to live in. Plug it into all those collective consciousness. But we seek for you to create your own reality, one that works for you. You are the creator of your life, the only one. But what is it that you desire? What will your life be like if you were to make changes to your advantage? What would it take? And on the other side of the coin, what would it cost you to not make those changes? Where would you be 5 years from now if you were to not make those changes? Which one sounds more appetizing to you? Which one looks and sounds and feels that you would like to part of? Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. Ground, ground. And now you need to put them up to your body and out your front. So you want to receive this energy so that when the time comes and you are, and you're not the same person you were in here. Or whatever might show up in you. Allow yourself the changes. These are changes that you want, that you seek, that are your choice. Ask the question. What choice do you have here now? And exhale. Rub your hands together. Rub your face. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So have in mind, what is it that you want to change? What is it that you will have to change? What change are you seeking? And gung ho, if that's too much for you. But start with it and make the conscious effort of changing whatever it is that you want. It's been my pleasure and my honor. This is Ximena Velasquez. Until next week, have fun.